Richard Tricky Dicky D on WHND.
Richard D is the generic jock.
That's right. Never will you pin a name brand on me. It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock at WHND. Honey, between now and 1 o'clock, we're going to rock and roll 50s and 60s style. How about this one right here? Run Around Sue by Dion to begin. One of the singular to unparalleled thrills I enjoy on a regular basis is getting Beatled. Will you join me? Right here on WHND at 9:15. Richard D. Wirelessing for a Wednesday.
All oldies all the time.
Do you know that you are listening to the only station in Detroit that focuses exclusively on rock and roll from the 50s and 60s? We are WHND Honey Radio. WHND, the Dave Clark Five, Richard D. Wireless Act. I've got the monocle on my mind's eye, and you're looking good. Now, I know this being hump day has a lot to do with it. When you can see the weekend light at the end of that tunnel, it helps, doesn't it? I have on my mental leash to keep my mind from wandering, and I think right now we ought to just mosey over here.
Dad?
Allied Carpet is on sale. Save $6 to $10 a square yard. That's $6 to $10 off selected Allied Carpet through Saturday.
Sears came out right away, and Sears price installation.
Allied Carpet, now on sale at Sears. Bringing America's best to your home.
That's where Dr. Bob and Larry Spicer get their cranial rugs. I know that. It's 9:26 at WHND. Rain, snow mix for today, accumulating about an inch. High 35, periods of snow tonight. An added inch or two possible. Low 25, snow tapering off tomorrow morning. Then mostly sunny with a high of 48. Much better. Currently 28 right here at
Honey Radio.
Keep a knocking until that old piston comes right through the block. Little Richard on WHND.
I know.
Oh, oldies, honey, radio. The fun capital of the motor city.
I love.
My 82 diesel Chevette, it vibrates a lot. But it does accelerate from 0 to 60 in well under a day. Don't forget that. 21 to 10 at WHND. Honey, I'm Richard D. A lot of people used to think disc jockeys were swingers, that they led a life of wine, women, and song, and mostly wine and women. Well, in my case, that is certainly not true. I am a real homebody. In fact, I've been told with a body like mine, I'm performing a great public service by staying at home.
Function at your Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
The world is changing, and more schools have to change to keep up. Call 1-800-96-PROMISE for information on changing the schools in Metro Detroit. That's community information from Honey Radio. At the top of anybody's list of great classic oldies, WHND Honey Sherry, Four Seasons. And now, on the Richard D. program, here's Johnny. Give me some dabba dabba doos or some dooba dooba dies. Your choice.
Radio WHND. Dooba dooba dot.
560 AM WHND Honey Radio. After all these years, he is still a rebel. Man, when I look at that snow-covered terra firma out there, it's hard to believe that opening day for Tiger baseball at the old ballpark is Monday, an event that seems to engender a lot of excitement around town. But now that I think about it, whatever happened to the good old-fashioned opening day baseball games when George Steinbrenner started the season by throwing out the first manager? Detroit area weather for Allen Park, Monroe, and Southfield. Rain, snow mix for today, accumulating about an inch. High 35. Periods of snow tonight, an added inch or two possible. Low 25. Snow tapering off tomorrow morning. Then, becoming mostly sunny. The high of 48. Currently 28 at WHND Honey Radio. Friends, what do you get when you mix hillbilly with rock? You get rockabilly, as heard in that song right there. Ain't it nice? Everly Brothers on WHND Honey Radio. And all of a sudden, I am enjoying the luxury of time. I got time to play one more tune. Let's make it this one. Paul Anka on WHND. One more this hour, that is. Good night, my love. Lulu just told me she believes in the magic of love.
How about that?
I'll never forget the day I married my wife, Oldilocks. Speaking of love, there we were at the altar at the church in Romeo. She had her hair up in curlers because she wanted to look nice for the reception at the Swingin' City Lounge in Hamtramck. Some memory. Emotion-packed lyrics like that, I can't help but drift back to 1981 and remember the woman who was elected Mrs. Autorama. She was an Avon lady and became known as the Autorama-lama ding-dong. Remember? You don't? Well, it may be because it never happened. But it made interesting conversation. Honey. And the Supremes. The man who will be pseudo-producing the Top 12 at 12 today, beginning at noon here on WHND, Keith Allen, apprises me. Today's year is 1962. We're going to dig it, huh?
Love you tonight.
Old and greasy and just right for this program. The Richard D. Wireless Act Mellow Kings from 1957 on WHND. In a few minutes, we're going to do some brain drain trivia. This is a Tricky Dicky grad school type trivia. In this case, you will not be asked to call. Just sit there and listen, okay? The Ripcords on WHND, Honey Radio. By the way, I just happened to think about this. Today is April 6th, and it's the 85th anniversary of the North Pole being discovered. In 1909, Robert Perry finally reached his destination after several failed attempts as the mercilessly cold wind lashed at his face. He planted the flag and uttered these fateful words to his party. I'm freezing. Let's go find a Kmart and buy some thermal underwear. It's a 1021 at WHND. Now, the brain drain trivia question. Although the Grand Ole Opry was a country showcase rather than a rock one, various people who had an impact on rock and roll did appear on it, most famously Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins. Therefore, you'll probably agree that it's good to know at least a little bit about the famous radio station that is synonymous with the Opry, WSM in Nashville. Many radio ownerships try to pick call letters that mean something, and WSM, founded in the 1920s, was one of the first to do that. What do the WSM call letters refer to? I'll tell you, the W stands for we. W stands for we. What about the S and the M? Mull it over. All right. Now, a look at Detroit area weather. Rain, snow mix for today, accumulating about an inch. High 35, periods of snow tonight, an added inch or two possible. Low 25, snow tapering off tomorrow morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high of 48 degrees. just like we lack it for this time of the year, at least. Currently, 30 at All Oldies WHND.
All Oldies Honey Radio, it's a blast.
Let the little girl dance, Billy Bland, and now Wild Weekend from Honey Radio. WHND office manager in our office of one, John Ray, had a wild weekend last weekend. Among other things, he rotated his odor eaters. WHND, Honey Radio. I will answer the tricky-dicky brain drain trivia question in just a minute. A tabloid scandal rag reporter and tricky-dicky stringer checked in this morning. Tab reminds us the Barbie doll is 35, which is pretty old in doll years. In her honor, Mattel has come out with a special anniversary Barbie. Tab says it has, quote, wrinkles, varicose veins, and hanging hooters. All of Barbie's outfits will now come with support hose and Depends. The Coca-Cola company just introduced Fruitopia. Tab says he's not sure if it's a new drink or Richard Simmons' summer place. And overheard by Tab at Fairlane Town Center, when it comes to making love, my boyfriend is a winner. He always finishes first.
Mom, do I have... and growing.
Pontiac Central High School class of 1974 will celebrate its 20-year reunion on the 14th of October. If you'd like more information, here's the number to call. Call 465-2277 and ask for Lee. 465-2277. That's community information from...
WHND.
Okay, the question I asked, the brain drain trivia question a few minutes ago, was, what do the WSM call letters refer to? Rockabilly pioneers like Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins bridged two worlds, just as their music did, because rockabilly was a cross between rock and hillbilly. They could appear on rock showcases like American Bandstand one week and country shows like the Grand Ole Opry the next. The Opry is closely identified with a powerful radio station which has carried it from its inception, Nashville's WSM. WSM's call letters reveal its founding. It was founded by an insurance company whose slogan was, "We serve millions."
Oh, Marie's name of the place.
You've got it on your number one for fun station, 560 AM, Honey Radio, WHND. I know it's a little scary, but you are a patron of the Richard D. Wireless Act here on 560 AM WHND. And now the Love Sleuth. You've probably heard she loves him. I mean, she loves him. Little Peggy on WHND, 9 before 11 o'clock. Much of the inspiration for the Richard D. Wireless Act, which you're listening to, comes from, quite honestly, my exposure to the works of the great philosophers. Men like the great average philosopher, Mediocrates, who through the years has said some incredibly ordinary things, like, if at first you don't succeed, try increasing your fiber intake.
Let's see.
And with DOC's no risk buying, if you don't love your new glasses...
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Next hour, I'm going to conduct Tricky Dicky Trivia with Reckless Abandon, referring to the prize there. I'm going to give away Lunch on Richard D. So be listening for that Tricky Dicky Trivia next hour with the prize Lunch on Richard D. Also, we'll look at Poor Richard D's Almanac, and at noon, the top 12 of 12, focusing on this day, the 6th of April, 1962. Rain-snow mix for today, accumulating about an inch, high 35. Periods of snow tonight, an added inch or two possible. Low 25, but then tomorrow, things improve markedly. Snow tapering off, then mostly sunny with a high of 48. Right now, 30 at All Oldies WHND. Back to 1956 for...
Oh, what a night.
Hey, Lulu, how about it?
Happy hump day.
Okay, join Honey Radio this weekend for our Spotlight Weekend. Every hour, the spotlight shines on a different artist from the 50s and 60s. And it all starts Friday at 5 p.m. with Famous Amos.
1, 2, 3.
Honey Radio.
Ragdoll, Four Seasons on WHND Honey Radio. A few minutes ago, I introduced the love sleuth, Little Peggy March. She sang, "I Will Follow Him," and I thought immediately of the love jock, Boogie Bryan, who will make airwaves this afternoon from 1 to 5. Boogie has long been associated with love. When he was a young man, he used to show his girl lots of love and affection. He'd take her to, I think it was the Dearborn Drive-In Theater, and let her peek into the other cars.
People who know.
Halfway when it comes to giving you half off. MGM, what you do on your own time is our business.
All oldies, WHND.
Well, you delivered the letter in the post office of our minds. From the post office of our minds. We're going to hear the ad-libs right here on WHND Honey Radio. Boy from New York City. The ad-libs on WHND.
Honey!
In just a few minutes, I will eyeball poor Richard D's almanac for you. Why don't we lock our braces too, baby? WHND. And Aretha. In a few minutes here on WHND Honey Radio, we're going to do Tricky Dicky Trivia, and today I have elected to bring out the big prize, Lunch on Richard D. Right now, though, allow me to eyeball poor Richard D's almanac for you. Billy D. Williams is 57 today, the great actor, played Diana Ross's lover in Lady Sings the Blues. He was in Brian's Song. Actor Roy Thinnes is 56. You may remember him from The Invaders and Outer Limits. Michelle Phillips, actress, singer, principally actress lately, is 50. She was with the Mamas and Papas when they released Monday Monday on her birthday in 1966. Lowell Thomas, whose famous line, "So long until tomorrow," was born this day in 1892. Harry Houdini, born April 6th, 1874. No locks, chains, or manacles could hold this greatest of all escape artists. He was a great athlete and got out of straitjackets by contracting his muscles in such a way that he could slip one hand out of the bonds and then set the rest of his limbs free. Houdini left directions on how some of his stunts could be done, but everyone has failed. He died at Grace Hospital, right here in the Motor City. 1896, the first modern Olympic Games opened in Athens, Greece. The Greeks almost canceled the inaugural games for lack of money. They were saved by a wealthy Greek, George Averoff, who paid the cost of restoring the Olympic Stadium and by a fundraiser that is still a part of today's Olympics commemorative stamps. 1930, bakery executive James DeWar invented a cream-filled sponge cake in order to use small baking pans that would otherwise remain in storage except for each year's brief strawberry shortcake season. Hostess Twinkies became the original junk food. About a billion Twinkies are consumed a year. 1935 on this day, Harold Bunny Levitt dunked 499 consecutive free throws. He missed on his 500th try. Then he threw in 371 more shots without a miss. The Harlem Globetrotters offered $1,000 to anyone who could beat his record. The closest anyone came was 86 out of 100. And the worst Levitt ever shot was 96. Why didn't he play college or pro ball? Well, Bunny was only 5 feet, 4 inches tall. That's why. 1956, Paramount Pictures signed Elvis Presley to a three-picture contract 5 days after his first screen test. 1958, Arnold Palmer won the Masters Tournament, his first major pro golf victory. Today is the anniversary of the founding of the Mormon Church. On this day in 1830, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery organized the first Mormon church, declaring that a man could have more than one wife. That's why Brigham Young's towels were marked his in the Radio City Rockettes. Andre Previn, 65. He's a pianist, composer, and symphony conductor. As recently as last week, he appeared with the Philharmonic in Key West. And it was the first time in years he knew what key he was in.
Wow! We didn't know all that stuff, Richard D.
I know.
Air Force.
Paid for by the Air Force.
Okay. Now, the forecast. Rain, snow mix for today, accumulating about an inch, high 35. Periods of snow tonight, an added inch or two possible, low 25. Snow tapering off tomorrow morning, and then it's going to get nice. Mostly sunny with a high of close to 50. Currently at All Oldies, WHND 30.
WHND.
WHND.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, Game of Love, here on the Richard D. program from WHND Honey Radio. Between 9 and 1 o'clock daily, I contaminate the airways with the wireless act. I am the Honey Radio jock from a street called Lack of Drive in Warren, Michigan. That's where I exist with my kids Doo-Wop and Bebop. And, of course, my wife, Olilox, who's very domesticated. I told her I had a button missing on my coat. She sewed up the hole.
Now,
the Waterford Kettering High School class of 1974 is looking for classmates for their 20-year reunion. For more information, call 625-0519. Community information from
WHND.
Time now for Tricky Dicky Trivia. And the prize, Lunch on Richard D. I saved this for special occasions. Lunch on Richard D. consists of a White Castle hamburger, complete with 5 5/16-inch holes in the patty, a tastefully decorated white paper napkin, and a full glass of water. Nope, don't go to the phone yet. As enticing as this might be, what I would like you to do is wait until after the next record. Then I'm going to put on my telephone glove and field your calls. Here's the question. And this is, for a person of your knowledge, pretty easy. When the hits stopped coming in the late 60s, this Motown group slipped into semi-retirement. But then in 1987, dancer and actress Cynthia Rhodes wore a pink dress in a little movie no one expected to be a hit. When it became one of the biggest hits of the decade, what people remembered most about it was an early scene in which Rhodes demonstrates a certain kind of dancing to the tune of this Motown group's biggest hit. Name the group and their famous hit record from 1962. Oh, yeah. There's a song that answers the question, what do you get when a Smurf lowers his drawers in public? Blue Moon, WHND Honey Radio. I have the monocle on my mind's eye, and you're looking great. I also have on my telephone glove with which to field your calls. You do recall the question, so give me a call at 298-6300. First person through with the correct answer is going to be Richard declared the winner of Lunch on Richard D. Still no winner, which surprises me. I'll give you a clue. Filthy hoofing. I'll see what you can come up with. the song that was included in Filthy Hoofing, which became a big hit all over again for a certain Motown group. 298-6300, the number to call. In a minute here on WHND.
Tricky Dicky Trivia.
Review. Now, I thought this was an easy question, but I never know for sure until I ask these questions. Turned out to be a toughie. Did have a winner, though. Tell you who it is and give you the answer, of course, in a minute. Okay, the forecast now. Brand new. Cloudy this afternoon. Light snow possible. High 38. Periods of snow tonight. 1 to 2 inches accumulating. Low 25. Snow ending tomorrow morning. Then sunny tomorrow with a high of 48. Right now, 33 at all oldies WHND. Now, let me ask the Tricky Dicky trivia question once again, and then I'm going to put our winner on the air. The question went like this. When the hits stopped coming in the late 60s, the Motown group slipped into semi-retirement. This Motown group did. But then in 1987, dancer and actress Cynthia Rhodes wore a pink dress in a little movie no one expected to be a hit when it became one of the biggest hits of the decade. What people remembered most about it was an early scene in which Rhodes demonstrates a certain kind of dancing to the tune of this Motown group's biggest hit. Name the group and their famous hit record from 1962. Now, let's go in search of an answer. Honey Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Answer to your question?
Yeah, I would like an answer.
Oh, it's Do You Love Me by the Contours. The movie was Dirty Dancing.
That's right. You know, it really amazes me that...
Nobody knew that?
Yeah.
I knew it from your first hint, but I didn't have your phone number. So standing here eating lunch when you had the second hint, I'm like, okay, I'll call Bob. I'll give him the...
Yeah, Filthy Hoofing, right?
I knew it before then.
Who's calling?
My name is Nancy Burke. I'm calling from Southgate.
Nancy, I hereby Richard declare you the winner, and it's a real pleasure.
Okay, great.
Nancy Burke, right there. And the answer once again, Do You Love Me by the Contours from the flick Dirty Dancing. Tell you what, just before the top 12 at 12, let's go to a go-go. Everybody game? A one and a two and a three. Let's do it. The Miracles, of course, on WHND.
Detroit, where the 50s and 60s come alive.
Time now for the sack opening ceremony. Ubiquitous child.
Okay, kids, it's brown bag time.
Well, happy lunch, Bunch. And welcome to one day in early rock and roll history. April 6th, 1962. I have a Detroit News chart in front of me, from which I will count down the top dozen hits. Now, this is 1961, so you would expect a twist song or two to be involved. Exactly. This is number 12, Slow Twistin', Chubby Checker with D.D. Sharp.
I feel stronger, longer, and I feel softer. Yeah, yeah. Cause there's no like a slow twistin' with you.
You know, one of these days, the weather is going to turn spring-like or even summer-like. We often go from winter to summer here in Michigan. And you're going to get in the mood to go cruising, you know, just fill up the tank and drive someplace. May I suggest a place to go? Musical Memories in Flint. I mean, that's a piece down the road. You don't drive there just every day, but a lot of people drive there to browse through Michigan's largest selection of oldies on vinyl. Pete Flanders, Musical Memories in Flint. They now have a phone number you can call without being charged. A toll-free number, 1-800-619-7702, and I always recommend that you pick up a little catalog called Oldies Singles Catalog, Classic Hits by the Original Artist. Let me see how many pages are in this thing. 65 pages, 73 pages, that's it. But each page has on it, oh, I would guess maybe 50 records. These are all records that are still obtainable, still in print, as we say. Musical Memories in Flint.
The top 12 at 12. All oldies, honey, radio.
Okay, the top 12 of 12 continues from this day, the 6th of April, 1962, with
number 11.
She was the most popular female singer in the world in 1962. Connie Francis with the number 11 tune on today's countdown, Don't Break the Heart That Loves You. Hey, wake up there. I'll tell you what, we're going to pass on to somebody else then. You've had your opportunity. How about you? I haven't talked for a while about the classic entertainment presentation Benefit 50 Sock Hop that's going to take place on the 16th of April at the Wayne Ford Civic League. I'll just peruse over this flyer I have in front of me and give you the bare minimum facts. Bobby V is going to be the featured performer with A.R. Stevens and the Ricochets. The Pixies 3 will be featured, and Honey Radio's official group, the Laredos. The master of ceremonies will be a man who listens to the top 12 of 12 regularly, Doc Rock, who has a show on a Toledo radio station. And it's a very good show, too, I might add. That's the 16th of April, Bobby V, the Pixies 3, and the Laredos in a show emceed by Doc Rock to take place at the Wayne Ford Civic League. All right, it's 12 minutes after 12 at WHND Honey Radio. Do you remember that Elvis commercial I played yesterday? And I was trying to figure out when this might have run. Well, Bill Vilner, formerly of our engineering department, cruised by and said, I know when that had to have been on the air. I said, how do you know? And he told me. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. I'll play it again and see if you can figure it out. Here we go. Elvis from what year?
91510.
Bill pointed out to me that this commercial had to have run after a certain year because of something that was said in it. See if you can figure out what it is, and we'll discuss it in a few minutes. Right now, though, on the top 12 of 12 from WHND Honey, April 6th, 1962 being the focus date, here's
number 10.
There's the king of the licorice stick, Mr. Acker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore, number 10 in the Motor City, this day in 1962. All right, so how did Bill Vilner know that that Elvis commercial had to have run after a certain time? If you were listening closely to it, you heard 91510 at the end of the address. 91510. Now, Bill realizes, as do I, after thinking about it, that zip codes came into being in 1963, specifically on the 1st of July, 1963, so the commercial could not have run before that time. Quite a detective, Bill Vilner. Thank you, sir. The United States resumes atmospheric tests of nuclear bombs on April 25th. The U.S. had not exploded a nuclear bomb since coming to an agreement with the Soviet Union in 1958 to stop nuclear testing. When the Soviets resumed atmospheric testing over Siberia last September, disarmament talks quickly broke down. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology achieves the first satellite relay of a television signal between Camp Parks, California, and the MIT campus in Westford, Massachusetts. Jackie Kennedy returns from her three-week-long solo trip to Europe, India, and Pakistan. Mrs. Kennedy said that she enjoyed the trip a great deal, but she missed her family and has absolutely no desire to be a public personality on her own. Funeral services are held for Nobel Prize winner Arthur Compton, 69, whose work led to the building of the atomic bomb. After the bomb was developed, Dr. Compton worked to turn nuclear technology toward more peaceful uses. And Montgomery Ward's opens its ninth Detroit area store at 15 Mile and Gratiot in Mount Clemens. The focus date once again, the 6th of April, 1962, when this record was number 9 in the Motor City. WHND Honey Radio. Hey, you gotta do something about that hair.
When Charlie keeps it neat, manageable. For handsome hair, new Wildroot comes in a tube, has a new formula. Dissolves in your hands, won't show in your hair.
1962.
1962, the 6th of April that year, using a chart from the Detroit News. So far, Slow Twist and Chevy Checker was number 12. 11, Don't Break the Heart by Connie Francis. 10, Stranger on the Shore, Mr. Akerbilk. And number 9, heard a minute ago, Soldier Boy by the Shirelles.
What they sell, with new riding mowers and tractors delivered at no additional charge. For great ads on Van Dyke, a half mile north of M59 in Utica, or on Grand River east of Hagerty in Farmington Hills, now through April 16th.
The music and memories from the 6th of April, 1962, on Richard D's Top 12 at 12. And now stand by for the next hit. It's
number 8.
Kitty Lester with Love Letters.
W-H-N-D.
That Kitty. Love Letters, Kitty Lester, number 8 in the Motor City this day in 1962. The 6th of April, by the way, is a Friday. And on the tube, we have... There's Rawhide, there's Route 66. Twilight Zone, and many other great shows. Now, coming up on Sunday, this program.
Well, Dennis, what are you going to sing tonight?
Nothing. I was called to the telephone. They said it was long distance, so I didn't have time to put a towel around me or anything.
Well, isn't it warm in your house?
Yeah, but the telephone is across the street in the gas station.
W-H-N-D.
The year is 1962. We began with number 12, Slow Twistin' by Chevy Checker. And, of course, anything from 1962 in the top 40 could well have been a twist hit because the twist was really big in 62. In fact, so big that there was a lounge, a local kind of sleazy lounge, named after the twist.
The Oipo Twist Contest.
Well-produced commercial, too. Did you hear mention the Royal Tones? Yeah, they're from that area. 1230 at WHND Honey Radio, the top 12 of 12 from the 6th of April, 1962, when this tune by The King was in the number 7 spot. The top 12 of 12 right here on WHND.
In Detroit, all oldies, honey, radio.
And Good Luck Charm by Elvis was number 7. We've been talking about the twist because the year is 1962 when the twist was extremely popular. WKMH's Dave Prince will broadcast live this weekend from the Thunderbird Arena in Allen Park, where the Midwest Twist Championships are being held. The 6th of April, 1962, and here
number
comes
six.
Clyde McFadder.
Don't leave me in misery.
Clyde McFadder, Lover Please, number 6 in the Motor City this day in 1962. By the way, one of the reasons you hear all these interesting things, sound bites, commercials, etc., during the top 12 of 12, one of the reasons is my pseudo-producer, Mr. Keith Allen. And if he keeps doing as good a job as he's been doing, I'm gonna be forced to remove the word pseudo from his title.
Time's up. The answer's positive people, and they won't criticize you for squeezing the toothpaste in the middle. The new 1695 Basic Service at Minute Lube. It's everything you've come to expect from their traditional services, just a little stripped down.
The hits and happenings from this day in 1962 on the top 12 at 12. Here comes
number 5.
A local record, Nathaniel Mayer, Village of Love. WHND Honey Radio. The top 12 at 12 countdown with Richard D.
1962.
The Andy Griffith Show was brought to you by Post Cereal. Another fine product of General Foods.
And now for the cultural part of our program, we bring you Bullwinkle's Corner with that moose of letters, Bullwinkle.
Hello there. Today's poem is from Mother Moose.
Mother Goose.
Goose? Must be a misprint. Anyways, the poem is Little...
Hey, Miss Muffet, your curds and whey are on your head.
Let me tell you something. I'd rather wear them than eat them.
New Scotch Magic Tape, a new transparent super tape. It looks frosty, but appears invisible on paper. It doesn't shrink, crack, or yellow, and you can write on it. The Lions make a six-man trade with the Cleveland Browns, giving up Jim Nanowski, Bill Glass, and Hopalong Cassidy for Tom Watkins, Dave Lloyd, and the number one quarterback in the NFL, Milt Plum. On April 10th, the Beatles' original bass player, Stu Sutcliffe, dies of cerebral paralysis. Grace Kelly Renier, the 32-year-old Princess of Monaco, announces her return to the big screen. Princess Grace will play a compulsive thief in Alfred Hitchcock's latest film, Marnie. The princess says that she will give the money she earns from the film to help the needy children of Monaco. And Walter Cronkite makes his debut as anchorman of the CBS Evening News on the 16th of April, replacing Douglas Edwards. April 6th, 1962, and...
Number four. Boom.
Then a neat tune, I Love You by the Volumes, number four in the Motor City, this day in 1962. Let's have one more. The record in the number three position, which is coming up in a second, and then Perry Mason is going to be in to solve a crime. Mashed potato time. On WHND, Honey Radio, on the top 12 of 12, D.D. Sharp with the number three tune. And now this word from our sponsor.
Will do.
Bring.
Things our soap can do for you, Val Beauty Bar will do.
For hygienic first aid. Sterilized Q-tips are the safe way to apply ointments and antiseptics to little cuts and scrapes right on the spot.
You're listening to Richard D's Top 12 at 12 Countdown on...
Honey!
Now presenting...
Number two!
The number two record in town this day in 1962, Bobby Darin, What'd I Say? Bobby, along with Pat Boone, are starring in State Fair at the Grand Circus Theater, by the way. West Side Story now playing at the Madison. At the Kramer, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin starring in Sergeants 3. And Oklahoma, starring Shirley Jones, now showing at the United Artists. GM's Pontiac division has made remarkable increases over the past year, becoming third in sales in the auto industry behind Chevy and Ford for the first time ever. Much of Pontiac's success is being attributed to the compact Tempest model with its famous front engine, rear transmission powertrain arrangement. Both four-cylinder and V8 engines are available. The Tempest Coupe lists for $21.86, the Sports Coupe for $22.94, and the Convertible Coupe starts at $25.64.
We've invited...
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, you want to get a hold of some of these oldies you hear on the Top 12 at 12... The best place is Musical Memories in Flint because they got so many of them. The largest selection of oldies on vinyl in the state. Plus, the owner isn't a bad guy. Pete Flanders is his name. He used to be in radio, but please don't hold that against him. You can reach him by phone at 1-800-619-7702. 1-800-619-7702. Musical Memories in Flint.
The Top 12 at 12.
Going to wrap it up in just a second from this day in 1962. The last few records I played, number six, Lover Please, Clyde McFadder, five, Village of Love, Nathaniel Mayer, number four, I Love You, The Volumes, D.D. Sharp with Mashed Potato Time was number three, and number two, just heard, What Did I Say by Bobby Darin, the number one record straight ahead. The forecast reads cloudy this afternoon, light snow possible, high 38, periods of snow tonight, 1 to 2 inches accumulating, low 25, and then snow ending tomorrow morning. It's going to get nice after that, certainly nicer anyway, sunny with a high of 48. Right now, 34 degrees at All Oldies WHND. Tomorrow's year will be 1957. On Friday, we'll do 1963. And right now, we're going to do the number one record from April 6th, 1962, as we conclude another Top 12 at 12 countdown on Honey Radio. You're an angel too. See you tomorrow. This is Shelley Fabre.